Hello and welcome to another episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? With me, Harriet Kemsley.
And me, Sunil Patel.
And our guest. We're always very slick at the top, Alison. It's Love our trademark. Alison Spittle.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You should have said all our names because you're sitting in a higher position than all
I know, but I always just want to fuck you up a bit at the start.
That was fine. I did great, actually.
I want to make it hard.
You've been nothing but rude since you got here.
Absolutely, that's not true. You offered everyone water and then you got yourself a Coke. That's what happened, to be fair. That's what happened. And you said we could have fizzy water if we wanted to try and make it exciting. And then you just drank a Coke.
I paid for the Coke, actually, so I didn't just take it from the taps behind the bar.
He's been stealing from the Bill Murray.
I've not been stealing from the Bill Murray.
For Angel Comedy, then you should get in touch.
Unbelievable.
He was boasting how everyone could have fizzy water if they
immediate,
wanted as well.
Immediate edit point at the beginning of the podcast.
Elliot says no.
Please.
Shaking his head.
Extraordinary.
It's Alison's birthday today, so we want to
say.
I know. Happy birthday, Alison.
Happy birthday, Alison.
Thank you so much. This cake is beautiful.
Buttercake. Mm-hmm. A rainbow explosion.
It is. We've been like, we're not allowed to blow on it, are we? Because of COVID.
No, yeah, so I put candles in and then I took them out and said she wasn't allowed to blow on them.
You did. And then we sniffed it, which was cool because it smells.
It's got a really good smell.
It smells so it's nostalgic. I think, do you know what the smell is? We were discussing it a bit earlier and me and Sunil kind of said, oh, it smells a bit like, I suggested it first and maybe you agreed with me.
Fruit salad is a definite,
fruit salad.
It's definitely that one.
But then you said it was vape flavoured.
Yeah, like a fruit salad vape.
Which was rude because.
Why is that rude?
That I'd get her a vape flavoured cake. There's
well,
just
vape
something.
Vape isn't a flavour though, is it?
Yeah, you get vape flavours.
No, but vape isn't a flavour in itself.
Do you know who has a range of vape flavors out? Wagner from X Factor.
What?
Has his own vape juices.
What flavors are they?
Oh, I'll find. Maybe I could look for it. I think like Love Shack.
Yeah,
I think he named
Love
it after.
Love Shack.
You know.
Who is this?
Wagner from
oh,
X Factor.
Right,
oh,
yeah,
don't
him.
Pretend you don't
I know him.
Know.
I know him. Everyone knows him.
I used to watch X Factor religiously, and I was very into the over 25s. I think I got father issues or something like that. But I would always like try and defend them because people would say their shit. And I'd be like, no, Wagner is a great entertainer.
He's charismatic, isn't he?
Entrepreneur.
Yeah. Who do you think helps him run that business, though? Because it's not just him, is it?
I don't know. Like I've paid him for like a message.
Cameo.
A cameo.
Years ago.
I was going to ask how much his cameo is, yeah.
Oh, it was like 30 quid, right? But I got him to advertise my Fringe show. So I got him to read out my reviews.
For 30 quid.
Yeah. I wonder.
That's way before the game as well. That was good thinking.
I'm an
innovator in shit promotional. You know? Put way too much effort into something without doing the show.
What did he say? Was he quite enthusiastic or was he a bit.
He gave it a good go. Do you know, I'll send you a link for your patrons to look at.
That would be wonderful. We'd love that.
I'm an innovator, mate. Like, you know, I'm adding patron stuff. You know, I'll make promises for your patrons. A slice of cake for everyone.
Yeah. Are either of you on Cameo?
Am I on Cameo? I was asked by Cameo, but I think like they really were scraping the barrel.
I think I got that email as well.
Oh, you get an invite, do you? Yeah. Right.
No, as soon as I got the email, I was like. What I was like questioning their business practice.
I know, I was like, yeah. I think I might have got one from Cameo's rival or something though, or like a lesser Cameo.
A knockoff Cameo.
It's like a knockoff Cameo, yeah. But
do they tell you how much they'd want you to charge?
Would they be called like featured extra? Or like a shit joke about Cameo.
Oh, okay, no, I get it. I was like,
It got Elliot good.
Elliot was quick. Yeah,
he
that was
went
right
for
up
immediately.
Elliot Street.
Oh, I should be on a panel.
Yeah. No, I don't know what it was called. But I don't think I'd be very good at it because it would take me. I think you have to churn them out, but it would take me so long.
Well, you wouldn't get loads, would you? You'd get like one a week or something.
Well, you know, when it would take me so long to do all the thousands that I had to do every week. It would be really exhausting. Yes, Elliot.
Yes, Elliot.
So you're meant to do them for Patreon, you know, at a certain level. You're meant to do Cameo.
Yes. No, it we is are. One of our patron we do levels. That at the yeah. page. And I do ask people if they want one, and actually only one person has said they want it once. So, to be fair.
They're paying you to not do them. They are
paying monthly so that I don't send them cameos, which is
shout
fair
out
enough.
To Stuart Laws, the only person who signed up to my cameo level.
Yeah, no I'll one wants you, Sunil's
cameo. Well, Stuart does.
Did you send him one?
No, but I see him like every now and then.
You can make it now.
All right, let's just do what it while doing? We're here. I'm making a cameo for Stu.
Why are you getting your phone?
Because you do it on your phone, don't you?
We'll just do it now on the podcast.
Hey, Stu. thanks so much for signing up to the Sunil's team on Patreon. I really just want to thank you so much for being a supporter of not just the podcast,
dry.
But...
It's a bit dry.
Like, why are you getting
sorry,
in the way of
just give
it
a bit more oomph.
No, I'll do it on my own later.
No, go on, because then people will know what they can get if they sign up to Patreon.
Hey, Stu! Hey, Stu! Hey, Stu! I haven't gone that high in a long time. It sort of just went a bit. Hey, Stu! Hey, Stu, we'll...
You said hey, Stu, five times now.
You're going at the tone of a hey, man Stu. Who's trying to de-escalate a fight. You know? With people that are physically stronger than him. Hey, guys! We don't have to punch each other.
Like a squeezy toy now.
Yeah.
Like a dog's toy.
I don't know about you, but violence isn't the way.
But can you be upbeat and chirpy if you have such a deep masculine voice?
I
like
think
me?
It's just not you to be upbeat and chirpy. Yeah, it's just you've got to accept it's not you, yeah.
It's silly.
Yeah.
It's silly. So I'll just be like, hey, Stu, thank you for the money.
That's not your voice either.
What's my voice?
That annoyed, a bit grumpy.
That's not a voice. Yeah, grumpy it. Is not a voice. Yeah. That is a tone
no,
of voice.
No, that's your, you know when you have to put on your voiceover, like what you say warm or engaging.
Have you ever seen that website that has the worst voiceover artists? It's an actual voiceover agency that has terrible voices.
For people that have bad voices.
Yeah. They're like, if you want bad voices, we've got them.
Oh,
and
my
it, like,
God.
Do you want really boring? Like, it's just, yeah, or like really raspy or really high pitched.
Why do people want that?
Because it's funny. It's funny. Like, there's a really boring one on there. He's really funny.
Yeah.
And they do samples on there. Yeah. I'll try and find the link and send it to Stu Laws, who's my only subscriber.
He left.
Okay. Well, I'll send it to no one. Edit that out as well. None of them are getting that gold. Elliot, please. Nope.
Stop giving Elliot work. He doesn't want to do it. Just
he doesn't mind doing work. You can't just say he doesn't want to do work.
Like that. I just mean you be better and then he doesn't have to work.
It's great to have you on, Alison.
Thank you very much.
It's been a long time coming.
I'm super happy to be on. It's lovely. Like, it's very nice to get on a tube and to go somewhere to do a podcast.
It's really exciting.
Oh, it is. It is. I've been doing a podcast for about a year and it's been shit because, like, I go to... I do a podcast with Fern Brady. I go to our house all the time. I've no issue with it. But because we're doing a podcast together, we have to do it separately.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been weird.
Yeah, how were you doing it in lockdown? You just on Zoom or something? Like
Zoom. On Zoom and then recording it via the machine called the Zoom.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you got a Zoom, what's this?
We've got a Zoom. It's an H6N, I think.
H6N.
Oh, I was thinking Zoom, like the...
Both.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's really Zoom. That's so confusing.
Really confusing for the producer when they're like, can you check your Zoom? And I'm like, yeah, I'm
absolutely
checking.
Absolutely mind-blowing.
What a day. I didn't even think about it.
So you often go down to Ferns?
Just as socially.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Because I went to Catford for the first time today.
What?
Yeah, I've never been, like, never set foot... I've been through it.
Right.
But I went to Catford for the first time.
What did you go to Catford for, pray tell?
To do another podcast.
Ooh.
So much they made podcast. You go to
so
Catford.
So much podcast. Huh?
They made you go to Catford.
I offered because I thought, okay, instead of them lugging equipment, it was Jess Fosterkies. And I thought Catford was actually really nice.
Oh, I'd go to Catford for Jess Fosterkies.
Yeah. But then 2 days ago, Fern Brady tweeted that she'd just seen a woman with a full tit out outside a shop in Catford.
Fern will ring me where she's like, hello, I'm just scared. There's a man here. Do you know what she
oh, no.
Go home. I once got the train down to Ferns and there was this guy and he was on the train platform and he had slippers and a smile on his face. And the combination was like, oh God. And then he would kick the slippers off and go, ha 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 ha. And then he threw the slippers at the train, and I was like, hello, Fern, I'm scared. Do you know? So, yeah, there was also a man, I met you on Friday, and I was out having a nice time, stayed there out in central London until about 12, got on a tube. There was a man in between the two tube carriages while it was moving and slamming each door either way. And I started hyperventilating into my mask because I was like, who is this man? Like, he's got nothing to lose. This is scary. So anyway, I was very afraid by this man, right? I didn't want to move because I'm kind of not used to London, because I've moved to London and then it kind of locked down. And when I lived in Dublin, I've been robbed several times. I've been mugged a few times.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm just that cool.
Like, you, is you and Neil O'Rourke?
Does he get
are the
mugged
people then? That keep getting mugged?
Because you both look kind.
We do look kind. We do look like,
yeah,
you
I think
know,
it's that.
It is. So I wear flower crowns a lot, and I really should.
Really. At least when you're walking home, take off the flower crown, I think.
But I feel then they win. But
yeah, that's true.
But it does say, like, mug me. So, like, so he left the train. I breathed a sigh of relief. And then he turned around and was walking back towards the train. The thing stopped and he slammed his hands against the window and went, like, what's this? What would this be called?
Oh,
like
throat cutting gesture. Right.
My dad made that gesture at a DJ once because he wouldn't play George Michael. He had just died and he was like, have some respect. And, like, you know, like, this is Ireland, Dad. Like, it's not, we don't care for George the same way British people do. Sorry, I'll go back. I love being on podcasts, but you will have to control me. I will pivot.
She's in control. She's totally.
Yeah.
So what were you originally talking about?
Catford.
Yes. Catford. Catford has got a Lidl.
It's got a Costa. I went there.
What's that?
Costa Coffee. It's a chain of coffee shops.
Not into that.
Did you say what's Costa?
I thought you said Costco.
Costco.
I heard of Costco and I've heard
of
Costa.
People tell me about Costco like it's like a palace of Will Duggan. Like it's a palace.
That does feel like the most Will Duggan conversation ever.
He's like, you get down there, you get yourself 1,000 toilet rolls
for
a tenner.
You have to buy in bulk, don't you?
Yeah. You need to be a member.
Oh.
So it's hard to get into. But once you're in, no one knows.
Will Duggan plays backgammon a lot. He brings backgammon in his bag. I destroyed him at backgammon.
Backgammon's like a game for, like, degenerate gamblers as well, isn't
That's
it, sometimes?
That's not a nice thing to say to
No, but it can be. Like, like, people have lost fortunes playing backgammon,
really?
Haven't they? Yeah, it's like a south of France sort of high-end gambling
thing. Really? I used to play with my granddad, and I lost thousands.
Yeah. He lost everything. James Bond plays backgammon.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Alison, it just reminded me when you said hi to Wes of an embarrassing moment. Between us, you shouldn't be embarrassed, but I was embarrassed because you were on stage at the Camden Head, and then you weren't on stage or you were just off it, and then I came up the stairs and then I like saw you and I was really excited to see you, but I don't think we know each other like super well. Like I like really waved and was like, hi, and then you went, hi, and then you got so excited and you went, it's so nice to see you, I haven't seen you for ages, and then you got closer and closer and you went, oh, who is it? I thought it was my friend, and then you were like, wait, because it was really dark. It was just really funny because you went from so like happy to see me and then like, wait. Waving at me so enthusiastically.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't worry. It was, do you remember? Don't worry. What's embarrassing
for me?
Other people don't even
Who was it supposed to be?
I'm trying to look at your face. You look very like a girl I went to school with.
You said, it was a girl you went to school with. Yeah, you were so pleased to see your friend. And then you got close and you were like, wait. And I think it dawned on you. And then, but it was my fault because I went in too strong. It really was. I went in too strong. But then you were so excited. I made you think you were seeing your school friend again. And you weren't.
But like, we weren't that close. I was just very surprised she was in London. Do you know what I mean?
Out of nowhere.
You've got kids. What are you doing here?
What
are
you? Up to your show.
Yeah. I was like, wow, you want to reconnect in this way? Okay, I'm open to it. Well, that's cool. I'm terrible with, I keep kind of connecting where people wave, right? My brain goes, Alison, you're going to be so rude if these people are waving at you. and you're not waving back, and I wave back constantly, and then they're like, oh, and I'm like, oh, and you know, I walk on and never think about it again. But like, it happened just a few seconds ago when I was here. There was a woman with sunglasses on, and she was waving, and you just don't know where they're waving when they've got sunglasses on. Yeah. And they're
that
so
was
big.
Me, Alison. Again.
Glasses are so big. I don't know what people look like without with sunglasses on. So I just presumed I knew her.
Yeah, but, yeah. There's a lot of people do look the same in summer.
They do
because there's so much covering any features that you don't
that
like hats,
so
sunglasses.
Like men with beards and stuff.
Yeah. I get mistaken similar. For who do I get mistaken? Someone's. Someone mistook me for their boyfriend once. I got mistaken
for their boyfriend.
Who is like a man in the dark at Camden Head. yeah. Well, you know, you got to keep. You're just embarrassing not to.
She's not making potato waffles. You're not my boyfriend.
3 years we've been doing this.
We've watched the whole box set together.
Where is he? Who else? Reggie Watts.
Do you?
Reggie Watts.
Yeah, I don't know if she was all there. The one that tried Reggie Watts.
You get Ramesh a lot. Even I put Ramesh, your picture of you on Instagram, and someone went, "I didn't know you knew Ramesh."
Yeah.
And then
you did though
it was
as
you.
Well.
Yeah.
So they were right to ask.
It was weird, but it wasn't him. Yeah.
But that's only, it's more. Ramesh definitely has been more in the last year, like loads more in the last year, but occasionally before.
I think that's because people recognise you and they know you're a comic, but they think they don't know who you are.
I might get rid of the beard then.
Wow, but I thought you had a weak chin.
I don't think you should.
I do. No,
but
thank
good.
You, yeah.
Yeah.
That's He's what you should have said. Not hiding anything. You've seen me without
a
beard. You
told me you have a weak chin.
I've met you when I didn't have a beard.
Chin. And I didn't like it.
Frank, that is very...
Yeah, I know. I look like a sort of a pufferfish coming out of the depths. You have a big old head just like emerging.
No, it is like lovely. It's very sweet. But it's just hard. It's like when Bobby shaves and then... I get so cross. Like I want him to shave. I hate the beard, but then he gets near me and it's like he's an intruder and I can't trust him. So for 3 days, I think he's an enemy that's getting close.
Yeah.
Your peripheral vision is like, this is a stranger in your home.
Yeah, it's when
just my vision straight on.
It's like dads who've got young children and they've got when they shave the beards off, the kids just start crying. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like
an
uncanny. Yeah. So I won't do it.
Cool.
You can't just have a beard forever, though. My dad shaved his beard off when I was 17, and I'd never seen him without a beard before.
And is he without it now as well?
He's dead now, actually, Alison. He's dead now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't know how else to say
it. How dead is he? I was going to ask how dead.
Oh, 20 years. But he got rid of it. And it was so weird.
Yeah.
It felt like... You don't want a parent to change appearance so drastically because anything are they having a breakdown or something like that? Mm. You only want slow gradual changes from people, don't you?
You do because you're like, what other changes are going to happen?
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to have an immediate change as well. Most change is very gradual, so that is off-putting.
What if I heavy weights? For like 6 weeks, and I don't see you for 6 weeks, and I come back, and I'm just like fucking jacked.
I don't believe you can do it. There's no point playing this scenario.
Do
you see those adverts, Angel?
Yeah. But they make them do a sad face when they're pudgier.
That's right. Well, you know? Yeah.
I'm smiling, mate.
Yeah, they put the light underneath the belly.
Wait, just have both smiles. Why not? Why do you have to smile? Yeah,
look sad. Angry. Look sadder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you cry much?
It depends on my contraception. That's a
really good answer. Yeah. So
never had the answer before. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Same for me.
Yeah. Hates condoms.
I cry at very odd things.
Yeah.
I cry at like a lot of soap deaths. I've cried at a lot of soap deaths.
But they're good at doing that, aren't they? They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And it's always on Christmas Day.
you need to get rid of the, you know, all that cheese just by crying and everything like that. But I think one of the saddest... I cried when Lisa got evicted from Big Brother. Like, I get, I cry.
It was Lisa.
Which one was that? Yeah.
She was. What year was that? I can't remember what her second name was. She was a plumber, and she was kind of like, I felt she was in love with Pete. This is the year that Nikki Graham.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like, that's old school.
Yeah.
And she, I just felt that she was gone before her time, and she didn't get to, like.
Did she have a career after that? Did she manage to? Really? No, that was it?
She's a plumbing.
I think she's still a plumber. A plumber.
Sorry, an entertainment career, I meant.
No. Is she local? You know,
to here,
I just need a plumber. We really need a plumber, and it's hard to find.
Yeah, we'll have to give her a Google. I cried at Fred Peacock. Stefan's his second name, Peacock, out Coronation Street.
Oh, right.
So, okay. What happened was Fred was in love with Audrey for a long time, right? But it was it wasn't given back. Yeah. She wasn't in love with him. And he kind of, like, you know, mended his heart eventually and got together with Bette, right? Who liked him for him. Mm. And it was lovely. And they decided to get married. I think Bette had some suspicions that Fred was still in love with Audrey. I think we all had some suspicions that Fred was still in love with Audrey. But Fred went round to Audrey's house on the day of his wedding to say, like, I don't love you. You know, we're friends. And they had a lovely conversation. And it was beautiful. Anyway, he had a heart attack in the porch area of Audrey's house.
What, on the way out?
On the way out, yeah. And I cried. So
immediately
hard.
Everyone's suspicious again.
Oh, I'm like, Bette's going to... I mean, not only is this ruining her wedding day, the caterers, everything like that.
it's going to ruin all those sandwiches.
Porch is an inconvenient place as well to step over as well if you're trying to get to the wedding.
And everyone can see it when everyone's outside looking at it.
It ruins the atmosphere.
Ruins.
But you cried at that because did you care about the character?
I did. I cared about him. I cried when... Like, I cry when pathetic people in soaps die.
Pathetic people?
Like, Barry out of EastEnders. I was distraught.
There's a lot of, like, basically, like, sad old Labrador-type men in
Oh, that soaps. When they die, it destroys
them. Yeah.
I don't know why. But I will rewatch Soap Deaths just to have, like, a cry.
It's something to do with, like, apparently it happens. There's someone like that in every story, isn't there? It's like an innocent who dies, and it's supposed to represent all of our sins.
Really?
Yeah.
The kind of drama.
Yeah. And then once they die, we can be like, it's sort of cleansed of all our sins.
Oh, my God.
Do you know when Sean Williamson played Barry lived in my village?
Did he?
I could not believe that Barry from EastEnders lived in my village.
Did you see his house?
I never saw his house, but my mum's friend was friends with him, and they got me assigned, you know, those Albert Square, like, cards. They got me assigned, and I was like, it could have been a Hollywood star. Just, and then I watched him play cricket once. It was insane.
It's like, amazing.
Turned out really cool.
Like, when I was younger, meeting a famous or seeing a famous person was like mind blowing.
Yeah.
You're like, that guy's been on TV.
Yeah. And it's now, crazy. Like, I don't give it.
I do not give a single.
Benedict Cumberbatch was having a cappuccino in the cafe. Like, I'm not looking at him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you
like,
don't. You should. Yeah, you shouldn't. Damian Lewis lives around the corner. He's like, what? There's lots of famous people around here.
Of course, like, the gardens are beautiful here.
There's all over London they are. But I suppose growing up, well, I was in Bath, Canterbury, and then you're in Dublin. You would have met
in the middle of Ireland. Yeah.
Oh, in the middle of Ireland. Okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So. Like, it is, it's just mind-blowing when you do see someone famous. But I've got Sean Williamson's audiobook, like, on my phone.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
I've been listening to it. It's the thing I listen to before I go to sleep.
Is it good? Or is it to get you to sleep?
I think if you listen to it before you go to sleep, that's a certain
both.
What did you learn about him?
Oh, there's amazing anecdotes. He joined he briefly trained to be in the Navy and tried to get himself dismissed several times.
Why? to get discharged.
Scared, I think there was actual war going to happen. Not for me.
I just wanted to go on a boat.
He's really big into quizzing. Like, he's like a national quizzer. And he's got a chapter called, like, Sins of the Cineman. And it's about, like, your man...
Paul.
Paul, yeah.
Really?
Paul Cineman, yeah.
Who's Paul Cineman?
Paul Sinner.
Sinner. Oh, Paul Sinner.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But
he's written a chapter about Paul Sinner.
Yeah, his victory at the UK Grand Prix.
He was in it as well then.
Yeah,
both in it. Oh wow,
he's not doing great in it. Like, you know, the book is kind of like half a diary of him going, "This is my year trying to do quizzing."
Yeah,
and then it's like anecdotes of the past.
Yeah.
So you got your EastEnders, you got all that kind of thing. What's funny is like today I was just listening to it and. He talks about he got booked for 3 corporates in 1 week, and then he got an advert. And he didn't want to get rid of any of those, but the advert was being filmed in Kiev, so he had to like get a plane to Kiev, stay there for about 12 hours, and then come back. And I was listening to this, and I was like, I feel like I'm in the green room of a comedy place where it's like, I've got so many corporates.
He's boasting over his audiobook.
Yeah. I'm trying, you know.
What was he doing corporates for? What was he doing? I mean,
so he does some music. So he did Fame Academy, the celebrity version.
He likes to sing.
He sang at the National Bowls competition.
And did he do a Christmas single, or he did a song once?
It feels like that is a Sean Williams
single. He's actually like a very
accomplished man.
Yeah, he's got a lot of range.
There's a lot going on. He's more complicated than you think.
Yeah.
It's great to hear.
What I love about him is like he just does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And this sounds like I'm negging him, and I'm not. But he's not necessarily the greatest at anything he does.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's great.
He can laugh at himself in extras. He was so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, I'll sing. And I think he does a bit of stand up corporate wise. I think there's like
he probably has a set. I bet he's got a set.
Drunken people. And even in the book, he's going, and I was really tired and I didn't do well at all. And I'm like, I know how you feel, mate. You know, that kind of thing.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. The next audiobook is Sinead O'Connor, which I feel I won't be able to sleep to.
I've read a bit about it. I think it's an intense ride. Yeah.
I need to get some audiobook recommendations off you. I've got so many credits to use up. I never really.
Yeah.
You can use them for different things. Like the sleeping one, I feel. If you get like an audiobook that you're kind of, you know what's going on, that's a really great aid for sleep.
I love the Alan Partridge ones, but they wouldn't let me sleep because I'd be like.
They're incredible.
In listening intently.
You heard from the. Is that from the Oast House?
From the Oast House, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll stop talking about Alan Partridge. No. It's just going to be.
Look out for me in the new series of Alan Partridge.
That's incredible.
That was really showing off there to and Alison, it felt.
Well, you got to let them know, haven't you?
I'll be honest, right? I'm very impressed by both of your achievements, like the Sean Williamson thing.
The Sean Williamson thing is great.
The Sean Williamson thing is great. Thank you, Alison, for comparing the two of those.
Alison, by both of them to that degree.
Alison came to see me in Edinburgh at a show that went down to like one of the most pure, a pure, uncomplicated hour-long death. It was just like it was a silent ocean of death. It was amazing. And I was just like, there was a few points where I was like, I don't really know what's happening, but I'll just say it again. I'll just say the whole thing. It was amazing. Well, Alison tried.
Alison.
Matt Winning was
there's
there.
There's only so much she can do.
And who was with? Who
was with us? Who?
You came with a friend who I know her name. I've forgotten her name.
Is it Ruth?
It wasn't Ruth. She'd already been.
Was it an Irish person?
I think it blonde
was it
lady.
Niamh Mary? It was Niamh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they tried. They laughed.
Loads of people you like and respect.
And then they looked over. And then they looked over at the actual audience occasionally. The actual audience weren't doing a single thing.
No.
So they were like, well, I guess we'll just join the actual audience and just watch.
It does feel like swimming against a very.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's tough.
Exhausted.
Yeah.
And once it starts, there's no going back.
There's no going back.
You can't change it.
No. It's easier to laugh at people. You can naturally go into the volume of what they're doing. Yeah. And the flow.
Absolutely.
And all
that
kind of thing.
I feel like there's always one in Edinburgh where it just. You lose them and it's hot and it's just there's
and
no.
And you're done. Yeah. You're done. You're just reading an essay out.
The French as well.
It was the last day for everyone except me. Because I decided to do one the day after, which
that's
was
lucky, probably,
thankfully the best one I'd done.
Yeah,
so yeah,
that's cool.
What
I
a
feel, and like I didn't respect you less as a comedian.
I saw you afterwards, and I think your words were like, I wouldn't know what to do with there either. Yeah,
no, I was sitting there like I was watching like
yeah,
tennis
it was weird.
Where someone had broken their leg, and I'm like, how do I?
I know. I needed to be taken out and shot at that point. No, it was 30 days. Oh god. Do you think you'll be doing Edinburgh shows? You'll be going up soon next year.
You think you'll be going this year?
You'll be going up this year.
I'd like to go up next year. I was working on a show before, and then I did nothing on it. And also I feel like I've never done a proper good hour.
Okay.
I've been watching other people do comedy since the lockdown is finished because I miss it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've kind of definitely compared it to my stuff and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, Alison? Like, why?
Really?
Why don't you do a cohesive story that keeps people wanting to know what happens next instead of just going, I don't know.
But you're on stage, you're just like you're very nice to watch because you're having a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, this is great.
Yeah.
you want to say the things you're saying, I think, which is really nice to see.
Yeah.
And it just makes everyone get caught up in the fun of it.
I don't judge other people for doing this, but I'm very bad at doing callbacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I watch comedians do callbacks or do a joke that like wasn't quite as funny as the other three jokes that were in that bit about that thing. And there's a thing in the back of my head goes, they're going to do a callback to that thing that they just said.
Yeah.
And then they do it. And I'm like, oh, like it's like you're watching the
Maps.
Magician and you can see their hands, you know,
bring
the rabbit up into the hat and stuff.
I can never see that.
Really?
Well, because I think I just...
I think I come off like a big shithead when I do it. Like, as if, like, meow, I'm trying.
you should never look like you're trying.
Yeah.
Like you should, well, you shouldn't.
Everyone
I
think is never what someone else thinks.
It's always like... What do you mean?
It's like, it's just always wrong.
Do you, when you're watching comedy, are you thinking, I think I know what comes next?
But then I don't.
You never know?
No.
Literally never?
Different to what they'd say.
That's quite nice, though.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It feels like I'm wrong then.
No, I don't think there's any.
It feels like you're enjoying the show and being surprised instead of just going, oh, I see. That's not a good feeling to have.
No.
Entertainment.
Really. Sometimes I'll zone out after they've started a premise and be like, this is what I do with this. And then it's suddenly 20 minutes has gone and I've lost complete, just being so self-absorbed about it.
That's what I do.
Do either of you watch yourselves do stand-up ever?
It's the worst feeling in the world.
Because I did it for the very, very first time last week.
What's your takeaways from it?
I couldn't believe I was getting away with that shit.
I think that's what everyone thinks watching you, though. It's good that you saw
thanks.
That. Sunil did a show on Friday, and it was so funny. But about 15 minutes in, he looked at his watch and went, fuck's sake, is that how much time I've got left? He just looked so annoyed that he had to do longer, and then he immediately went into the audience and said, so what's your name? Bobby was like, he's clearly panicking.
No, that's part of the show.
I know,
so I
well, that
oh,
is
right,
very
right,
funny.
Right.
It's very funny. The more you don't want to be there, the more fun it is to watch.
I know, but what I think is, in order to get ready for that show, I had to remember a show I'd done in 2019. Mm. And I watched I'd lost all the audio recordings, so, and I only had a video.
Did you have it on your phone?
Had it on my phone.
I've lost a load of stuff that way.
Well, audio.
Yeah,
I should have just downloaded it, but I'm never going to listen to it because I just do it as like, I'll just record this. But the video was from the night before you came, and it was a fine show.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that was the best one to record. That went great, and I watched it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, what am I doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing what I thought I was doing.
Yeah.
And that's good to watch, probably.
It's good to
so
watch.
That you know, but it's so horrible watching yourself.
It's horrible.
The audience aren't reacting the way that you think they were either.
No.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, I'll kill that.
Yeah.
And then you listen back and they're like, ha ha. And like, yes. Like, ha ha. Yeah. Like a polite laugh. And then I was taking that. I was like, ah.
Because you can see them smile and that almost adds to the laugh. And you're like, this is going great. But when there's only two people actually making noise.
Oh man,
it's so weird just watching yourself and having to.
Yeah.
But it was interesting.
Do you have vocal tics or anything like that?
No, but I have something that the one I was watching. I was like, this, the, like, there has to be more to it than just saying these words. You cannot just say the words. You have to do something else. So I'm going to start sort of like doing little voices, like high pitched ones and stuff.
You can do it. Yeah.
I did
you
one earlier. History. I'll do that voice. But yeah, it's an interesting time to go back into comedy because we've had so much time to think about it and reflect on it. And now seeing other people emerging from it is really interesting as well, and seeing what they're doing.
It is. The one thing I didn't miss about doing comedy was that thing of like comparing myself mentally to people, because I'm like, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
From the lowliest open spot to the highest. We're all scratching
We're all sinking.
But now, people are not. People are doing quite well.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm starting to start doing things again. Do you both want to hear a sad story?
Please. Yes.
Okay. The man who headed the world's largest family with 39 wives and 94 children has passed away. That is sad, isn't it?
Sad that the man died. That is genuinely sad. And so many people are sad about it.
Yeah.
That is sad, yeah.
What's the, do we have any insight into what the relationships were like for all of them?
It's whatever insight she's now reading on the phone.
No, look, there's a picture of him that's with all his family, and his family are quite far away from him, and he's just standing there, and he's
leading them.
He had some health issues, including high blood pressure and diabetes.
And he's passed that on to how many kids? 92
that
children.
That truly is sad.
Is that it? Man dies. Like Harriet.
No.
I've made you. I've told more sad stories on this podcast than you have, and I've told one story.
No, but what happened was he was the head of the world's largest family, and his village became a tourist attraction in the state because of it.
What
Which state?
Mizoram. No, that's his name.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Oh no.
Yeah, where is he?
They live in a 100-room, 4-story house.
100 rooms? Well, yeah, it's got to be, isn't it? Because he's got so many. That's not enough rooms either.
That's a hostel.
That is
That's
not enough rooms.
That's not even a hostel. That's like a large Holiday Inn. That's like a proper Holiday Inn.
Like a one outside Reading or
That's
something.
That's right, yeah, it's one for the airport.
It's in, so it's in.
Holiday Inn.
Is in Aizawl.
Where's that?
Mizoram.
Yeah, where? What country
in
is
Mizoram.
That?
Mizoram.
So what's his name?
His name is.
How many times are you going to scroll up and down and realise that is a short? It's a very.
His name is Ziona Chana of Mizoram.
Okay.
So, do you ever put do you put the name of where you're from in your name?
I don't know. Anyway, I have another sad story. This one is really sad. Right. Wait, hang on. Okay.
That one was
Oh, no, this was just,
stupid.
This is in relation to last week's, okay? Right. Last week's we found out that hippos are one of the most dangerous animals.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Everyone knew this. She was mind-blown.
No,
blown.
I didn't.
She
Would you
no
have said
knew.
That was one of the most dangerous animals?
Did I know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, she was furious that I knew it. It just got really angry.
They look so happy and smiley.
Where? Where do they?
All the time. And in Disney, they're wearing little tutus. And they're.
Have you seen Hungry Hippos? That is one of the most violent.
That's true. That is a very good point.
Didn't they turn that into a film? Like a horror film?
Hungry Hippos.
Yeah. Were they not going to?
Like Battleship?
Yeah, like a sort of weird horror film. I thought they were going to turn it into like a. A jungle-based Hungry Hippos.
Yeah, like Jumanji kind of thing.
Yeah, like a Jumanji. Yeah. I think it's like a, yeah.
I don't know what happened to that.
Thanks.
So this is more of a moral quandary.
Moral quandary.
Okay.
Why kill animals that attack humans? So if an animal attacks, should you kill it? So did you hear about the story this week about the woman who got attacked by an alligator and then her twin sister dove in to save her?
No, I didn't hear that.
Isn't
that amazing?
About that. Yeah, did they get revenge on the alligator?
I don't know about that, but this is a question.
You
about...
You just don't. You have no idea.
This is related
it could
to
still
that.
Still be out there.
She could still be fighting an alligator right now.
So this is about Caleb Langdale, who was swimming in a river near Lake in Florida. You reacted in a manner that so often means the difference between life and death among humans. So he got attacked by it and he fed it an arm to chew on, saving the more vital parts of his anatomy while he figured out what to do next.
What, an alligator?
He gave the alligator his arm while he was like, okay, while it's chewing my arm, I'm just going to have a think about my next move. Isn't that mad?
What was his next move?
Yeah.
He struggled back to the surface and shouted, call the paramedics, my arm is gone.
What fucking a move. Hell. Yeah, that is worth losing an arm for, isn't it?
Someone call the bloody paramedics, would you? I've lost my arm. Just chill.
Yeah, but then they're asking, should you kill the alligator?
Oh, kill the alligator now?
Yeah.
Probably no need, isn't
there? Because actually, unless I'm very scared of alligators. Alligators, but there have only been 225 documented cases of major bites in Florida since 1984.
That's not many.
No.
But there was one leopard.
Right.
That killed and mostly ate 410 human beings.
What?
Yeah, until the famous hunter Jim Corbett ended its career in 1910. Oh. And one single huge crocodile in Burundi ate 300 people called Gustav.
They were all called Gustav. He just hunted down different Gustavs.
So maybe it's like they're like humans, so like you just get a few bad eggs. You know what I mean?
And yeah,
then you have to find those. Yeah.
Actually, all animals are psychopaths, really, aren't they?
Well, no, not according to this.
In the sense they don't have any empathy.
No, but some don't kill all the time. They just do it. But some are like
serial killers.
You can be a
psychopath and not kill.
Stoats kill for like pleasure. Stoats. They're like one of the only animals.
Cats, obviously, as well.
They eat their... Do cats... Yeah, I suppose
cats
do,
hunt and
they?
Kill
yeah.
for pleasure, yeah.
And foxes.
Yeah.
Remember, were you there when we were all sat outside 21 Soho and then a fox ran past with a rat in its mouth and everyone cheered?
London.
Such a great moment.
Swing in London. This is where I emigrated, baby. Land of opportunity. Apparently... The fox thing was cool. I think we would have cheered anything, though. It was just very nice to be out.
Yeah.
It was just, like, there was quite a lot of comedians out.
It was just so exciting to see something.
Yeah, it was nice. It was fun.
It's a fox with a rat in its mouth.
But then it came back later and we gave it another round of applause.
I think it kept coming because it liked the applause. Yeah, it got a bit into it, so it kept coming back and forth.
Just like a comedian.
Well, thank you so much for coming, Alison. This has been very fun. Do you have anything that people can watch? Tell us about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about my podcast. My podcast is called Wheel of Misfortune with Fern Brady, and it's on BBC Sounds. Please go look for it on the BBC Sounds app. That's important.
That wink. If you just wink at the Patreon.
Yeah, I winked at the Patreons deserve a wink. And I have an old podcast called The Alison Spittle Show. That still exists, but it's there. And that's it really. I had a story about me crying.
Oh my goodness.
Shit.
Yeah. I was like,
oh no. I thought you were talking about the
soap stick.
No,
sorry.
Please, no.
I'll tell you this and then I'll leave you because I'm like, I'll never do this anecdote for anyone.
No,
other
we
want to
hear this.
You know? So what happened was I went to a Scissor Sisters concert with my dad. Yeah. When I was about 11, I was a really big fan of the Scissor Sisters. And they were just kind of coming up because I've got my finger on the pulse and stuff, right? And my dad came with me. And he is like a very reserved man from like Berkshire. They weren't very popular. Everyone was dressed up basically in like assless chaps and stuff like this. And
nice.
I'd never seen that before. And dressed as sailors and all these cool things. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. Everyone's in fancy dress. I was like, but I didn't know what kink gear was or anything like that. I was like, everybody's just having fun. So then they came back. Their album blew up. And then about 3 years later, they came back to Ireland to do this big, massive stadium gig. They were sharing it with Maroon 5. Franz Ferdinand and Jem, and my friends liked Maroon 5, didn't like Scissor Sisters that much, but they were like, we'll come. And I was like, please, you gotta dress up. Every Scissor Sisters gig, everyone dresses up, you're gonna love this, right? So these are like reserved people from the countryside who were like, okay, all right, we'll give it a go. And I had recently been to Nottingham and went to see the Robin Hood stuff, and for some reason I bought a load of Robin Hood hats. So I was like, oh, we're I'm just going to dress up as Robin Hood. We're going to be all glittery and it's going to be amazing, right? So we got on the bus dressed as glittery Robin Hoods. No one on the bus was dressed up, and this bus was going directly to the concert. But we were like, okay, look, these are people who are dry and it's fine. And then we got off the bus outside the stadium and there was a man with a skateboard who just hurled homophobic abuse at us. Like, it was just, and I was like, I don't know what, but we'll go into the stadium. It's going to be friendly there. We're going to have a great time. Went into the stadium. It's full of Maroon 5 fans. Who were looking at like, what the hell are you doing? And we're like, we're going to have fun. And so we're there watching the Scissor Sisters, and they have this sad song called Mary. That's like the fourth single off their first album. And it's about a woman. It's a song written about like a mate of theirs that have died of a brain aneurysm, right? So the whole thing, like, someday we'll go around the world. And it's like, so I was like, going, oh, this song is so beautiful. And the music is just hitting me. And I'm feeling full of emotions. And my friend is beside me. And I look at my friend and then I imagine her having a brain aneurysm. And I cry. And then I think... about people that have died of brain aneurysms. So that you got like Rue McClan, the woman who played Blanche out of the Golden Girls that had a brain aneurysm. So I thought about her. And then I thought about like how the Golden Girls, you know, one dies here. Oh God, you know, but to be the last one standing is like the saddest thing ever.
Oh my God, Alison.
The Golden Girl.
So I thought of being Betty White and I was like, this must be like a, you know, anyway, so that was that. So that's why I cried lots. And that thing.
While dressed as Robin Hood.
Oh, I was just roaring, yeah. I was like, brain aneurysm. I'm trying to watch Maroon 5. so that was why I was thinking about that over the weekend. I was like, I better give you an emotional
How old were you then?
I would have been like about... I'd say we probably could like look up the year of when the I'm gonna say 15. It's okay, the safe age, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the
you
safe
know,
age.
It's
yeah.
Like, and then I was probably 21, but let's you know. But I was a young enough person. Like I was naive enough to like think that every concert was gonna be this. My dad was so uncomfortable.
What was your dad wearing?
My dad was wearing like a football jersey, and the supporting fan. This is for the first ever Scissor Sisters concert I went to. The supporting band was drag queens playing music, and they pretended to fillet each other. And just like
that's awkward with your dad.
I know. Oh, yeah, God. It was. I loved it though. I love the Scissor Sisters, and I love. Yeah.
So I didn't think Maroon 5 really had any fans.
They have.
Wow.
But
I didn't realize. No, but I didn't realize they'd have a big fan base.
It was crazy.
They're so bland.
It was full of Maroon 5 fans.
Really?
You'd be surprised. Like. You could look. I think I'm trying to think
they
of the equivalent.
Huge.
Yeah,
they
but
were
I
huge.
Thought it was just like, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah,
who like James Arthur fans? Like I'm trying to think of people or like
yeah.
I'm trying to think of the. It's a person that puts a bet on Paddy Powers, like you know, four times a year.
get their skinny jeans out.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, fun. Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, Bella Italia. Bit of missionary, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
So thank you. For
I love that. I'm
story.
So glad
story.
You got to tell it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You can join us on Patreon, Wise Harriet, patreon.com/wiseharrietcrying, and then the podcast becomes weekly. Snell, you got anything going on?
To plug or to say? I don't know when this is out.
When is it?
A couple of weeks. Is it? Mm. Look out for.
His Apple ad, his big heads on it. My friend watched it in Thailand.
Wow. Nice.
Really cool, yeah.
Look out for me. I'll be playing Crazy Golf in Acton for about a month. I'll be living in Acton for a month, so.
Great.
If you spot me, don't approach me, but I'll be around. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. I didn't need to say bye. Yeah, sorry, that's your job.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Why Is Harriet Crying? If you want more episodes and more from us, you can go to our Patreon. Just look for Why Is Harriet Crying on the Patreon website. And for £3 a month, you can get double the amount of episodes. Imagine that. And there are various different tiers. You can be on my team or Harriet's team and get extra bonus features. So head over there and subscribe.
But seriously, please, can you join my team and not Snell's team? Because I do take it personally whenever anyone joins Snell's.
Yeah, join Harriet's team. She needs it.